Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ number 109. That's Ba'ez Pnimi, joint shir number 109. We're going to speak today on the aspect of communication from Setting a Table for Two by Avraham Peretz Friedman on how to critique and persuade and influence your spouse in a healthy way. The first insight is, criticism is a poison to a relationship. It's a poison to a marriage. There's no place for criticism in a loving relationship. It is guaranteed to be ineffective, to be counterproductive, to be self-defeating. Whatever you're trying to accomplish through your criticism, you can count on producing the exact opposite result. You may, out of fear, bully your husband or wife into submission by criticism, and you think you won, but you lost terribly. And it's very clear. 100% out of 100% of the time, you lost terribly. Here is the insight to communication. You need to express needs and wants and hurts sometimes to your spouse in a healthy way. You don't bury it under the rug. That's not what we're talking about here. Criticism is poison. But pointing out your hurts and confronting each other about things that are bothering you, you can do that not in a critical way. That's a skill that needs to be learned. And the first you say to get to that skill is you have to listen carefully. I know you have stereotypes, even you may misinterpret words of Chazal, where it says that the husband's the boss of the house, or on the other hand, in material things, the wife should be the boss of the house, however you say boss, ruler, control, whatever, halachics, this way, that way. The bottom line is, hakol moida. When it comes to connecting and communication, a husband and wife, both of them, in order for it to be matzliach, needs to meet and connect to each other on a level plane of autonomy, on a level plane of authority. You are equals. Yes, in this case, this is not a feminist idea. This is a Torah idea. When you connect, it's equal. That's why expressing your opinion and your perspective and need, if you do it in an honest way, in a humble way, unapologetically, but respectful, it works. But why does it work? Only because they confront each other as equals. So I'm going to say this carefully. Listen carefully. I'm quoting. And remember this and even write it down. For effective communication, as with all things in marriage, you always want to stay on the same plane with your spouse, never higher nor lower. I'm going to repeat it. For effective communication, as with all things in marriage, you always want to stay on the same plane with your spouse, never higher and never lower. If chas v'shalom you go into a critical place relative to your husband or wife, you're throwing off the symmetry and balance of your relationship. And you break the connection that's needed for an honest, intimate exchange. You cannot have an honest, intimate connection if there's criticism there, and if there's a lack of an equal plane. Criticism only consists, the poison criticism happens when one partner is talking down to the other and being judgmental and being condescending, which always destroys connection. When one of them feels superior in level over the other, nothing good comes from it, nothing whatsoever. If you want to get right hadracha, you ask a rav, you ask a manig, and how it works, and in who has a final say with this, that, or the other thing. That's a separate issue altogether. But when it comes to actually connecting and communicating and respecting each other's opinions and your language of talking, you're equal. You're on the same plane. You're on the same page, and you're on the same madrega. You're not talking down to your spouse. Period. That's what criticism is. There are times when it's perhaps necessary to express your opinion and perspective to your husband or wife when you believe they're behaving in a way that's harmful to you or harmful to them or harmful to the children. Yes, You have to communicate that. But there's a way to communicate it without criticism. To criticize your spouse, never, ever. And even what we talk about, to learn how to say things that are bothering you because it's detrimental to the relationship, and to know how to say it, as we spoke about it in a couple of shiurim past, you need the self-reflection first. You only do so after you satisfy yourself that you made a cheshbon ha-nefesh with yourself, that you're not the root cause of the problem or issue, and you've exhausted all other possibilities of influencing your spouse or persuading your spouse to behave differently, and it didn't work, and you made a true cheshbon ha-nefesh, and you took away all your own negative ways of communicating, and you uprooted them and made that cheshbon ha-nefesh. And it is only then, when you exhausted that and did everything you can, then you do communicate to your spouse what's bothering you, but not in a critical way. You can voice a complaint, but voicing a complaint can be done without criticism. You could mention a fault that is bothering you. You can do that without being critical. Criticism never works. You share your perspective in a respectful, even way. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu followed Yaakov Avinu's example, did not give Teichacha until the end of his life. Moshe Rabbeinu did not do this until the end of his life with the Jewish people. Yaakov Avinu did not do it till the end of his life, b'negei his own children. He was beloved by everybody, Moshe Rabbeinu, but he still felt it was inappropriate, it was not effective to give criticism. And if he didn't feel comfortable giving criticism, we shouldn't either. The Torah does have sometimes where Moshe spelled it out, that's true. But you see that mostly in Devarim, when it was the last few days of his life. Criticism never works. Sharing your perspective does work. Presumably, if you feel the need to critique your spouse, it's because you want to change some behavior in them. You want to change, you want to create a change in attitude. And there's only one thing to be said about criticizing for the sake of criticizing. That's an ugly form of psychological cruelty. To criticize for the sake of criticizing. To a certain extent, if you get into the habit of doing this, that's actual abuse. And we don't throw the word abuse out loosely. So you will want to present your message cautiously, with sensitivity, and very wisely. This is why, very often, you try to practice this, that when you, after you did your cheshbon ha-nefesh, and now you have to express to your spouse something that's bothering you, pertaining to some of their behaviors, it's kedai also to daven first. An Eitzah Tova. Atachayin Olam Das again. That's part of it. Hashem, I did a cheshbon ha-nefesh. I tried. This is something that I think is healthy. I need to express to my husband or wife about something that's bothering me. That's not going away. That's important to address my concern. And I did my cheshbon ha-nefesh. I tried. Please give me siyata d'shmaya. That my words should come out right. My tone of voice should come out right. And it should be niskabel, because I love my husband. I love my wife. I don't want to hurt them. I just want to do the right thing, and it's necessary, so help me word this in a way that does not create hurt, or the least hurt possible, and help me niskabel, and help me handle it well. And you ask for siyata d'shmaya for this. It's kedai if a couple knows they're going to talk about a sensitive subject. Daven before that, Hashem, we're talking about a sensitive subject that's delicate for the both of us. Please give us siyata d'shmaya that the conversation should go well. Turn to Hashem for help. That's very, very important. That helps a tremendous amount. The idea being it, in order not to be critical, and in order to, when you finally say something, that you're hearing this from your spouse, not to get defensive, because once you get defensive, everything just gets ruined, is as follows. And I'm going to quote this, write it down. The rule of thumb in these matters is, A person grows and improves from strength and positive feelings of self-worth, not from feelings of worthlessness. I'm going to say it again. The rule of thumb in these matters is a person grows and improves from strength and positive feelings of self-worth, not from feeling of worthlessness, which means that when you develop healthy self-esteem, which we emphasize a lot in these Friday shiurim that we've been giving, that is a tool and a skill in life, and that will help that when your husband or your wife is talking to you and is pointing out something that is a flaw in you, that you know yourself in your gut that they're right and you need to fix, in order not to get defensive about it or feel overly hurt or sensitive or not shut down, it requires you to have courage and strength. And that courage and strength comes from building up within yourself a true sense of healthy self-worth. That's the opposite of arrogance and strength. Anava does not mean you're a piece of garbage. Anava means I am worthy. I have self-worth because Hashem gave it to me. It's all gifts from Hashem. It's not my own. All my bracha comes from Hashem. That's the anava, the recognizing that Hashem is giving you all of this. But that you're worthless, chas v'shalom. It's worth, it's value. That way, when you are told a certain negative thing by your spouse, you will not overreact, you will not get defensive, the ego won't get in the way, you'll just understand it, accept it with maturity, and respond in kind in an honest way. You know something? You are right. It hurts to hear it, but the truth is I'm glad you told me this because it is something that I need to work on. It takes strength and maturity to do this. And one needs to work, it's a chiv to work on one's own self-worth so they don't get hurt by it. When your husband or wife acts in a way you do not like, your first natural reaction may be anger, may be scorn, may be derision. But even if that would be your normal reaction, there's no mitzvah to be natural. Don't say, oh, this is me. You know, this is the way, this is who I am. No, this is, this. Even if it is, if that's your natural response, don't respond that way. You're a human being, you have free will. Don't give in expressing this thing. Just don't say because I get angry or I'm scornful or I'm sarcastic, I'm going to express that. No, if you know, and it is true, that these responses are not effective and that you won't accomplish anything positive by expressing things that way, not only that, it's 100% guarantee that it'll be counterproductive to put your spouse down or to make them feel bad or to make them feel stupid or to make them feel inadequate, which you know all of this is toxic to a relationship. So don't act reflexively or instinctively. Don't act your natural self. This is where you don't act your natural self. Here it's a chiyuv not to be quote-unquote you, this is who I am. No, this is not who you are. Instead, you choose your responses carefully and thoughtfully with chachma, with a pikkus, and you ask Hashem to help you with this. It's a tremendous, tremendous true thing. Very, very important. Criticism is poison to the relationship. And there's a way, doesn't mean you bury things under the rug. Doesn't mean you don't express things that are bothering you. But there's a way to do this in a healthy way. In a beautiful way that brings a couple, after this is ironed out that way, to a much deeper and more loving place. Bracha v'atzlacha.